air at 1300 on your AM dial, on the internet at xtrasports1300.com. This is Extra Sports 1300.
Drive Time Sports here on Extra Sports 1300. There is a new event, a new 3-on-3 tournament that's being put on. Dos Equis is the sponsor for it. It's the Dos Equis 3-on-3U National Championship. And every college basketball conference in America gets a team, and those teams compete for $50,000. And the Mountain West team, I guess, is what they would be called. We'll ask them if they're going to come up with their own team name. Has two Falcons on it. Jacob Van and our next guest, Trevor Lyons, had a very good season for Air Force, and now he's going to try to win a bunch of money playing 3-on-3. Trevor, how are you today, man?
Doing well. How you doing?
Doing well. So how aware of this tournament were you, or was it just kind of out of the blue that somebody asked you if you would do it?
I actually knew about it. Coach P actually brought it up to me and Jacob halfway through the conference season. You know, they had to go through the voting process of who was going to get picked. And I just found out yesterday that I was picked, so that was a little bit of a surprise. But I've known about it for a month or so.
And how excited are you to participate in this?
I'm really excited. Give me a chance to play basketball again. Go out there in San Antonio and, you know, play with some of the guys across the conference and try to win some money.
So a lot of guys like playing 3-on-3 because you get more room to kind of showcase your skills. Do you enjoy playing 3-on-3 basketball?
Oh, I do, actually, for those reasons that you said. There's just more room to operate, especially off of a pick and roll. Just have more room out there and, you know, more free to, you know, make some ISO moves if you have them. And like I said, play off the pick and roll.
All right. So kind of explain to us, this thing is starting up like quick. So what's your schedule like over the next few days?
I actually leave from Denver tomorrow at about 10:30. I arrive in San Antonio a few hours later. And then around 8:30 or so, they're having a sort of like a meet and greet or open ceremony, if you will, where they're going to explain all the rules and how everything's going to work in the schedule. Thursday morning, I have practice, which will probably consist of just, you know, getting shots up and getting familiar with your teammates. And then pretty much from there, you start playing Thursday afternoon or Friday. Start playing Friday. You play pool games Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday is the championship bracket.
Trevor Lyons, Air Force basketball player, led the I had to do a double take, Trevor. You led the Falcons in rebounding this year.
Yeah, I did.
You got to find Frank and be like, "What's up, man?" Seriously, you got like a foot on me. Anyway, Trevor Lyons joining us. So you guys, so it's you and Jacob, and then Che Bob from CSU and Jamel Taylor from Fresno State. I know you play those guys. Do you know those guys personally, or are they just been competitors until now?
I don't know those guys personally. I've talked to Jamel Taylor during the games, actually, a few times, but I don't really know them on a personal level.
How often will you bring up the fact that you guys swept the Rams this year?
I won't brag too much about that. We're on the same team, so I don't want to brag too much about that one.
Do you anticipate that you guys will get together and come up? Are you just called the Mountain West team, or do you get to name yourselves, or what?
As far as I know, I think we're just called the Mountain West. I'm not sure if we're allowed to come up with our own name, but for now, we're the Mountain West. You know, we get different guidance, and we'll probably come up with a team name.
Okay, and don't act like you haven't thought about this, Trevor.
Right.
If you had your druthers, what would you call yourselves?
Say again?
If you had your choice, what would you call your team?
I don't know, actually. That's a pretty good question. I mean, we got two guys from Air Force, so why not Air Force?
Exactly. I love it.
Right. It makes sense.
Air Force and the two guys that couldn't get into Air Force.
Right.
No, that's probably not going to build team camaraderie.
It could be.
Probably not a good idea.
No, probably not. So this, again, gets going this weekend. It'll begin on Friday, and then there you could see those games stream live on Twitter, which is like my favorite way to watch Thursday Night Football now.
Me too.
Those will be from 5 o'clock on into the wee hours on Friday, and then it will be Saturday. So follow at 3x3uhoops on Twitter. That's a good place to make sure you keep up with it and watch it all. Before we let you go, Trevor, I'm curious, how hard do you guys root for Nevada with as far as they were able to go? Is there a Mountain West... like, those are our guys because they're Mountain West, or were you, because you played them this year, you were hoping that they get bounced in the first round?
Oh, no, definitely. You gotta root for the teams in your conference. They did a really good job representing the Mountain West this year, as did San Diego State, even though the game didn't turn out the way they wanted it to. They put up against a good fight against Houston. The ball just didn't bounce their way. As far as Nevada goes, like I said, they did a really good job. Had a great chance to get another win in the Sweet 16, and you know, Loyola just made a couple of tough shots down the stretch, and you know, got a chance to advance. But Nevada did a really good job representing the conference, and I was rooting for them.
And then the bummer thing is that you're going out and Gonzaga's coming in, allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that. That'll be good for the conference, though. You know, get another NCAA team in there. It'll bolster up the conference play, and hopefully the Mountain West will get more notoriety around the country and eventually get more teams into the Field of 68.
We'll look forward to watching you and Jacob this weekend. Don't let Jacob shoot so much. I know that he loves to pull the trigger, so make sure you, as a point guard, you got to divvy the ball around and don't let Jacob have too many shots. Best of luck, man, and congratulations on a great career, man. You left the program in a better place than you found it, and those younger guys' successes will be attributed a lot to what you, Jacob, and the rest of those seniors were able to do. So congratulations on a great career, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You bet, Trevor. We'll see you. Trevor Lyons, Air Force, formerly Air Force men's basketball.
Isn't it weird
player.
To say that?
It is weird.
Formerly
because
was just like a couple weeks ago.
Right. I remember it like it was yesterday.